The entire front of Cheeseburger Baby on Washington Avenue in South Beach is covered in plywood. Beside an opening in the sheets of wood, "Yo, we're open" is written in pink spray paint. Cedric Washington is a manager of the burger joint.
So just in case it came, we were prepared.
And how long did it take you to put this stuff up?
About half a day. Half a day. We had to go buy extra stuff, you know, things. And then prices went up on things because of the hurricane.
But he and other business owners and managers echoed the same sentiment. They'd do the exact same thing again for the next storm. It's worth it, even if, like in Matthew's case, it misses us. And part of that has to do with the fact that businesses around here see the impacts of the elements a lot.
We're prepared for this. This happened before. You know, floods happen all the time. Hurricanes don't happen all the time, but floods happen all the time, so.
X is the manager of X Ink Tattoo, just down the street from Cheeseburger Baby. He steps over sandbags and a piece of plywood to get into his shop. He says between sunny day flooding during high tides or water pouring in during the smallest of storms, they're used to the reality of damage by the elements.
Do the same thing over and over and just prepare for the worst, but hope for the best, you know. You never know.
But you hear a lot, this idea of preparation fatigue. You do all this work and then the storm doesn't hit, so is it worth it? Kenny Broad is an environmental anthropologist at the University of Miami. He researches risk perception and says there is really no evidence one way or the other about this stuff.
Yeah, I think the question of false alarms is a really interesting one. And from an academic standpoint, we really don't understand how people will act the next time.
It's hard to do accurate studies of this kind of thing. But he says when you have infrequent hazards like a hurricane, it's hard to build up instincts to take action, like putting up storm shutters or filling your gas tank.
So, you know, if you are getting these small warnings all the time through nuisance flooding or wind events in places that are getting stormier, then it seems reasonable that you would be more primed to act appropriately.
So as it looks like Hurricane Matthew might come back around to South Florida after a journey up the coast, it remains to be seen if people take a second threat as seriously. Cedric Washington says the plywood will go back up, if only to open for business as quickly as possible and serve what he calls
the best burgers on the beach.
I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.